This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Demographers say the world's population passed the 8 billion mark last Tuesday, November the 15th. That said, the rate of population growth has slowed in recent decades, and fears about the, quote, population bomb are easing. Instead, the International Monetary Fund, among others, is saying a bigger demographic challenge is aging. Challenge or opportunity? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has written extensively on these matters. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
These global aging numbers are, just for starters, dramatic.
They are. I mean, just so in 2018, people 65 years and older outnumber children under 5 years of age globally. And that's a first. Let me just give you one more number. This is drawn from the U.S. The Census Bureau predicts in 2034, now that's only a dozen years from now, there will be more people 65 years and older than under age 18 here in the U.S. So that's also a first. And of course, there are many nations that are a lot older than the U.S., like Japan or Germany.
Now, it's not just economists, but policymakers more generally are concerned that economic growth suffers when such a large part of the population is no longer of working age, in essence, too few working age people supporting too many people who are now in retirement and needing a social safety net.
Yeah. And this fear, I mean, it has a long history. I mean, retirement plans, social security systems, healthcare, it's going to absorb ever more of economic output, or so we're told. Yet greater longevity is driving the demographics of aging. And it offers, David, an enormous and an underappreciated opportunity to boost economic growth and household incomes. And that promise informs a recent report looking into 79 nations and the reports by AARP and Economist Impact. That's the think tank of the media company. In aging populations, they're better educated and they're healthier than previous generations.
But give me a sense of scope on this report.
Okay, so this report looked at, to say, 79 nations, the 50-plus population between 2020 and 2050, and the number of people 50 years and older globally right now is 1 in 4 by 2050, 1 in 3, and is driven by this combination of increased life expectancy and lower birth rates. And what the report emphasizes is the potential economic gains that policymakers, business leaders, and others abandon these ageist stereotypes and make the kind of investments that harness the opportunities unleashed by increased longevity here in the U.S. and elsewhere. And by the way, the same insight, this focus on investment, informs the IMF article that basically is saying, look, this is a challenge, but we can turn it into a real positive trend.
I mean, I'm hearing the vocabulary you're using, investment, not just paying money for a, quote, problem. But give us an idea about what might be the scale of the impact of this kind of thinking.
So just to give you one number, the AARP study estimates contribution to global GDP by the 50-plus population will more than double from 2020 to 2050, from $45 trillion to $118 trillion. Now, a lot of this is driven by people working longer and continuing to contribute even in their 50s, their 60s, perhaps even their 70s, depending on their health.
All right. So contribution to GDP, not cost. You know, that's a different way of looking at it. But what kind of investments are called for here?
Okay. It's public-private initiatives to improve, you know, the quality of work well into the traditional retirement years, policies to promote lifetime training, initiatives to boost late-life entrepreneurship. Look, investments along those lines. And business also has to see the longevity market as a profit center. And by the way, that said, the potential for economic disaster without significant investment, significant action, is all too real.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.